Hi, this is Betsy Bennett with the Motor Trend Group, and you're on the road with Dane.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line, she is the events and experiential producer for the Motor Trend Group, the one and only Betsy Bennett. Betsy, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This kind of thing, as everyone is crying about, well, it's the end of summer, Labor Day is over. This kind of event, you guys, Motor Trend, Hot Rod, cars outside, people outside, still some great weather, reminds us that summer, really, at least the fun of summer, isn't over. And it's so great to have Drag Week back. It is one of those things, motorsports and car culture is really what brought people back on the activity side, you know, whether it's racing or other things from the pandemic. And it's great to see this event back.
Yes, we're really, really excited to have it back. I mean, last year, obviously, we took a break in pandemic. And so this year, we're gonna start in Martin, Michigan. And this event will be a 5-city race. It'll be 4 tracks in total. We'll be at Martin, Michigan at US 131 Motorsports Park for the beginning day and the ending day on Friday. So in between there, we're going to roll to Summit Motorsports Park in Norwalk and then down to Lucas Oil Raceway in Indianapolis and then up to Byron Dragway in Illinois and then back up to Michigan. So it's a full tour. And for people that may not be familiar with Hot Rod Drag Week this year, it's powered by eBay Motors and presented by Gear Vendors Overdrive. It's an epic kind of journey for these guys. They're competing on the racetrack to see who's the fastest street car out there. But then the other part of the journey is they have to travel these specified routes that we design from venue to venue. So that's it's a competition on and off the track for them to make that whole journey.
So a little bit on the drag side, of course, to become and get the bragging rights. And probably there's some surprises, I'm sure, with some of the sponsors, fastest street car in America. But because of the gauntlet they have out there with the events, there's got to be a little bit of a sort of an endurance and pacing yourself kind of situation just to get through all the events.
It is. It is truly like an endurance race for them out on the roads and then at the racetrack for sure. And it is ultimately bragging rights. I mean, this event's been around 17 years and it's always fun to kind of read back through the history of Drag Week and to really see those stories of those guys. They're very proud when they win and they become the overall champion at this event.
Now, do you have some sort of kind of embracing the legacy and the history of the event? 17 years, cars have changed a little bit. Have some of the requirements changed? 400 registrants are in on this, so it is a vast field. So what kind of things, you know, people that have been fans since maybe day one to year 17?
Well, I think that one of the things that we do every year is we adhere to the NHRA safety and tech rules. So those rules are in play. So those maybe have changed throughout the years. The cars have changed along with that. But really, most the restriction is, you know, these cars are all street legal cars. And so these guys work tirelessly to get them ready for this ultimate performance.
You talked about some of the sponsors that are involved. Some really cool ones, too. You got Gear Vendors, Overdrive, NOS, Rocket, Brand, Race Fuel, and some of the others. And for the fans that are going to be there, the field has been set for a while, but fans can get in there and witness some of them. And there's always some great fun and activations built in with the sponsors. So what are some things people will experience when they go?
Right. A lot of these sponsors will be on site. So they'll be in the place. We'll have a midway set up and people can walk through the midway, check out the sponsor displays. They can also walk through the pit area and see the cars. So it's a great kind of festival vibe when you get to do all of that. And then you can also have a seat in the stands and watch the competition. So a lot of fun. A lot of fun every stop, every day, for sure.
Yeah, when you think about this and people hear it and they're saying, like, you know what, my car is the fastest. I've never been able to get out there and prove it and really validate it and show everyone. And even though the field is set, there is an opportunity for, you know, to be on a waiting list, right? So maybe talk a little bit about that. And has that ever happened where sometimes there's a waiting list, you know, to maybe get on? It used to be to be a guest at Oprah, right? But it was a phone in a closet that no one ever answered. And so how does it work? And has it ever happened?
Yes, it does happen. I mean, this event has a very extensive waiting list. So we will, if we get into that spot, we'll pull from those top people on that list. But the list is hundreds and hundreds of people long. So for anyone listening, I wouldn't like run out and think you're going to get the waiting list because it's a very extensive list. But we do now and again have people that can't make it or their car won't run right before the event. And so we will pull from that list. But it's a very long, ongoing list for sure.
For those nefarious villains out there, it would be a comprehensive sabotage effort in order to get into the event. Let the listeners know we're talking with Betsy Bennett. She is the events and experiential producer for the one and only Hot Rod Magazine, Motor Trend Group, and all of those great car culture and car aficionado sites and magazines and media that happen with it. For the people that get there, it is one thing. They're going to see some things in person, and we always talk about there's nothing like racing to experience in person, just nothing like it. However, the second best, right, would be to see David Freiberger, star of Roadkill, on the YouTube channel. So this is very cool, right, where you can experience some of this stuff online.
Yes, so we will have all 5 days of the racing live streamed on Motor Trend's YouTube channel. And you're right, David Freiberger, world-class Roadkill talent, he will be the host of the live stream, and he's amazing at what he does. And so, yeah, if you can't make it out to one of our specified tracks, you're welcome to watch the live stream and join us for the full week of Drag Week.
It's going to be exciting stuff for those people that drive in it. Obviously, that is going to be the ultimate for those people that see it in person. Amazing. And for, I'm sure, the millions who will enjoy it online on the Motor Trend YouTube channel. So, Betsy, as we let you go, give the information, the website for people to get in on all the action.
Sure. So the website, if people want more information, is motortrend.com/events. There's a button there for Hot Rod Drag Week. It kind of gives you the schedule, the details. There's some great content from the Hot Rod editors up there. And if people want tickets to one of the venues, the adult admission is $20 per day, and kids 12 and under are free at all the venue stops. So if somebody wants to come out and hang out with us for the day, absolutely, come on.
Nice, right. And it's a great event and also a family event, and making it easy for the family to get on things too. Right. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And Betsy Bennett, thanks so much for doing this, for everybody and your entire team over there at Motor Trend. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll pass along your thanks.